October will see Iraq's contentious legislative election. But for many in the city of Nasiriyah, the month is associated with grief and dissent. Security forces have killed at least 150 of the city's young people since October 2019. They were part of the anti-government protests known as Tishreen, a nationwide movement that eventually ousted Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi. Sajjad Sattar was an activist whose comments were directed against corrupt politicians. His advocacy for equality and freedom of speech were widespread. His mother says she hasn't heard from him since he was kidnapped by gunmen in September last year. She doesn't know where he's being held or even if he's alive.
The dominant political party in the city is behind it because he was so critical and outspoken about their crimes and violations.
Candidates' posters are destroyed or banned in many parts of the city, and angry protesters have burned down the headquarters of several political parties. Nawaf and his friends are familiar revolutionary faces in Nasiriyah. They believe the whole electoral process is a farce because it's been hijacked by the same political parties they rose up against 2 years ago.
The majority of revolutionaries are against the election because it will give legitimacy again to unwanted parties and their armed groups which killed and kidnapped our friends.
They gathered to mark the second anniversary of the anti-government protests. Here in the famous Al-Habubi Square in the city center, they demanded justice for their fallen protesters and freedom for those held in captivity. Now there is a new anti-government movement on the scene. Along with a number of protesters, Ala al-Rikabi has formed a political front called Imtidad or Resolve.
We believe we can also be part of the political system. There's no law preventing corrupt political parties from running for office. But if we gain people's trust and become part of legislature, we can make change even on the long run.
People's anger here is triggered by poor services, economic collapse and high unemployment. Like other cities in southern Iraq, Nasiriyah is suffering from neglect.
Religious clerics have urged Iraqis to cast their votes in the parliamentary election so they can take part in shaping a new administration. But many here in Nasiriyah believe the election will not bring what they hope for. Instead, they say the revolution is still happening and taking to the streets is their best way to get their message across. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, in Nasiriyah City, southern Iraq.